Welcome back to Girl Meets Podcast. That was a good one.
This is me throwing sparkles at you.
Thanks. I appreciate it.
Of course.
I feel so sparkly.
Good. We're recording two in one day, so that's why I have the same outfits on and have the same backgrounds. Oh, I didn't announce that I'm back in Illinois. In the last episode, I am back in Illinois for spring break.
Right back in Illinois.
But when this episode comes out, I'll be almost done with school.
I won't.
I'm so excited.
You're lucky.
We're going to jump right into today's episode because we're on a little bit of a time crunch, but that's not going to affect how the episode reports or plays out.
No, not at all.
No. But I had opened up a little bit.
Oh. That was a motorcycle.
Sorry. I'd opened up on our Instagram about, I think I was talking about me. Oh, yeah. About me just, like, being addicted to my phone and wanting to go 24 hours without my phone. Which, by the way, over spring break, I am planning to go 24 hours without my phone. Next week.
Really?
On probably, like, Thursday or something, yeah. I'm going 24 hours with no phone. Because I saw someone do it on TikTok, and she was talking about how it was hard, but it was very doable, and it really helped her just be with herself and appreciate more time without her phone. Also, to just kind of have, like, a reset or, like, a... just, like, go clean on it, you know, for a little bit. And I really want to do it because I am addicted to my phone. And I've been so addicted that I've noticed the past month or so, it's really bad. Really bad. Like, I think that, like, I don't think, Audrey, you understand how bad it is.
Really?
And it's not social media. It's not that. It's my phone. Like, physically my phone.
Yeah.
And, like, sound and always needing something in the background or I will, like, go insane or just literally having it in my hand.
Yeah. I get that. That's hard. I feel like I definitely am too. I don't know. If I have nothing to do, I'll just go on it. Like, that is just my thing. I've been trying this year to do more hobby type things instead of going on my phone, but I still find that if I'm not doing anything, that's, like, the first thing I go to is I'll go on social media or I'll, like, play a stupid game on my phone or I'll watch something on there. I'll go on TikTok. Not very often. I don't really like TikTok, but I don't know. It's so bad. And I do feel like I'm attached to it. Like, it's always on me. And, I always am checking it to see my notifications, see if, like, there's people reaching out to me. I definitely use it the most to, like, communicate with people, but even then it's still, like, I don't need to communicate with people in that way. Like, I could just figure out another way to talk to them. I don't know, but it's bad. Or I notice that if I'm in an uncomfortable situation, I will just pull out my phone and that will, like, ease the anxiety that I have in whatever uncomfortable situation I'm in. It's all the time, like, all the time.
It really is. It kind of scares me. Like, I am realizing that it is way too much a part of my everyday life and routine. It's not even, like, me feeling bored and going on my phone. I'll allow myself to do that and allow myself to, like, watch a YouTube video. Mine is, like, I go in the shower and I have to be on my phone. I can't shower without going on my phone.
Then, really?
I shower for like the 5 minutes that it takes me, get out, wrap the towel around myself, have to pick up my phone. Can't dry myself yet. Have to look at my phone. Then I realized I'm brushing my teeth, which is something that, like, you know, you have one hand doing. I have to look at my phone. I can't sit there for 2 minutes and brush my teeth and I was like, I have to look at it. And then yeah. I realized I'm like, literally, this is when I was like, Emma, you're done for. I was walking from my bedroom to my kitchen, which is maybe like 15 steps. I pull out my phone and watch a TikTok while I'm walking from my bedroom to my kitchen.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I was like, that is bad. It's the worst it's ever been in my entire life. Really? And I just, like, physically can't stop. And I was like, but it's such a comfort thing. It's,
yeah.
I don't know if it probably is an addiction, but, like, I'm so comfortable with it. And I feel like I need it to feel more comfortable in life. And yeah. That's why I want to go 24 hours without my phone. Because that's ridiculous. It's ridiculous that I would be at that point in my life where I need my phone to walk from my room just to grab something and walk back.
Like, no, yeah, that's crazy.
The fact that my phone was on my bed, wasn't even on it. I pick it up to walk to the kitchen. I wasn't already on it or already watching a TikTok. I purposefully picked up my phone to walk to my kitchen.
Yeah. I want to try that too. I feel like
we should do it together.
Yeah. Maybe, yeah. That would be cool.
I wonder if we could, like, I don't know. I'm trying to figure out a way where we could communicate, but it would just not.
We wouldn't be able to. Maybe our computers.
I know, but, like, I still have everything on my computer.
Yeah.
I would literally go in just, like, cold turkey, no devices at all, except for my Kindle.
Mm-hmm. No, I would have to have my computer. I feel like I need it for so many things. And I'm holding this now because I'm, like, laying back because my back and my neck hurt.
It's okay.
Probably from looking down at my phone all the damn time.
So true. So true.
No, yeah, I'm really bad. I feel like on my way to class, I'm just looking down at my phone, like when I'm walking.
Mm-hmm.
When I'm in class, I usually put it away, but there's times when I pull it out and I'm just on it the whole yeah. time. And I'm like, I need to be paying attention. But very similarly, like, I feel like I do bring it with me when I'm walking very short distances around, and it's just stupid.
Yeah. That's how it feels. I feel stupid.
Yeah. I think we're all addicted, though. We all are.
For sure.
Like, it's so hard not to be.
I know.
Sir, yeah.
I really want to try the challenge. And maybe it would be good for Audrey and I to both do it, because then we could make another part two of this one time and reflect on how it was going 24 hours without a phone or devices. I think that's a good idea. I'm definitely doing it. I think I'm going to do it on Thursday. So,
yeah.
I'll check back in. But I don't know why I'm so addicted to it, because I am okay being alone. It's more of, like, just being with my thoughts that's not fun.
Yeah.
And I feel like when there is no noise in the background, that's when my brain just goes, like, so fast. And I think about every single thing that ever went wrong in my life. And I worry about it, and then I, like, have a panic attack, and everything's bad. And then I go to my phone, and I'm like, I'm fine.
So I know. I wonder why that is.
Yeah, I just think that I have so much anxiety, and I have, like, just my brain goes a million miles per hour all the time, and I can't relax ever.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I just need to be productive at all times. So I think doing it will be a very big challenge for me, because to me, productivity is what makes me feel good about myself, which is really sad. But, like, I need a computer to be productive. I need my phone to be productive. But I need to learn how to relax and just be with my own thoughts. Because when I am with my own thoughts, I just have a breakdown, and I can't handle it. Like, I can't face them.
Yeah.
And that's, like, why in the shower I have to go on my phone, because I'm not doing anything and I'm just alone in my thoughts. And
how do you bring your phone into the shower?
The water doesn't get on my phone.
But then, like, you have to wash your hair, wash your body. You, like...
Oh, no, I put my phone down then.
Oh, well, okay.
But it's only, like, 5 minutes.
Okay.
But I have to start my shower with my phone in my hand.
Yeah. And, like, even, like, you don't even have to go 24 hours. Just maybe try to do things that you usually do with your phone and do them without your phone. Like, brushing your teeth. Taking a shower.
I feel like I can't.
Wow. Yeah.
It's so bad. Like, the addiction is real. It's real.
Yeah.
And I get just so anxious. So most of the times, like, I've been trying to put on a podcast or something in the background to listen to, because that really helps me.
Mm-hmm.
As long as I have that, then it's good. So I don't know, like, maybe if maybe I can, like, allow myself a specific time during the day. To be like, okay, I'm going to open up my computer and I'm going to listen to a podcast, or I'm going to put Spotify on and then close it after a certain time. Because I feel like that would help a little bit, but I honestly just plan on reading and maybe writing and, like, going outside, maybe going to get my nails done, going to the store, something, but no phone. So, like, no music in the car, listen to the radio.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully I don't get in a car accident.
Yeah, it's just, like, the way that it's so accessible, too. It's so small, and, like, we can just carry it around wherever. We can always have it in our hands, our back pockets. Like, it's not a huge thing. So it's small enough to the point where we can just carry it around all the time. And that's so bad.
I know. I don't like it.
No, me neither.
I think I allow myself to, like, watch TV. Because that's technically not my phone. It's, like, I don't know. Or, like, I could probably go on my TV and watch YouTube. I would totally do that.
Yeah.
It's more of, like, literally the things of my everyday life that I cannot do without my phone in my hand. Or something coming from my phone. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's really
sad. I don't know what to say about it. I don't know what else to say about it.
Audrey, like, me. Before we started this, she was like, I can just talk on the top.
Yeah, I really thought I could. Well, I remember in middle school, we would get all dropped off by the bus, and we would stand in this one opening entrance area before going to class, and I know that I did this. Like, I would pull out my phone and I wouldn't necessarily talk to anybody. I mean, I'd talk to some people, but then after a little bit, I would just pull out my phone, stand there and look at it. And, like, if somebody saw that who didn't grow up with phones, if they walked in and they saw all of these kids looking down at their phones, like, it was not just me, it was everybody.
Yeah.
You'd be like, what is happening? We're all just, like, so addicted, and the addiction started young, too, because a lot of people got their first phone, like, maybe sixth grade.
Yeah.
And it's so bad. Like, it's so bad. And our communication skills are not as good as they could be because of it. just in general, like everybody's, because we're always just looking at it and talking to people that way.
I just feel like I've been so conditioned to gravitate towards it. And because everyone else does it, obviously, like, it's just a generational thing that I'm going to do it too. But
yeah,
I know that I have other options out there for me. I can go on a walk without my phone. I can go on a drive without my phone. I can wake up in the morning without checking my phone and brush my teeth without checking my phone. I can do all of these things without it. And I know I have other options. I can paint. I can read. I can exercise. I can write in a journal. Like, there are so many other things that I could do, and I just choose to not do them. Like, it's an intentional choice.
It's it really is an intentional choice. And I feel like my phone doesn't even bring me that much entertainment anymore. There's, like, nothing on my phone that even excites me that much anymore. Like, I go on it, but then I'm searching for something to do on it.
Exactly.
That makes sense.
Yes.
It's literally just the motion of pulling it out and then having it with you, and then it's just sorry, go ahead.
And the doom scrolling, I do want to touch on this. Doom scrolling is so real. I was doing it all last night. What you were saying, your phone should be like a source of entertainment, I guess, with all of our social media, but then we're looking for something to do on our phones. And that's when doom scrolling comes in. I swear, like, I'm sitting there like this. I'm bored. I don't even know what I'm looking at. I am not comprehending anything. I'm not taking any of the information in. I'm sitting there, and I'm doom scrolling, and I'm bored. And my attention span is so low. I've been really trying to watch more YouTube videos, because you're intentionally choosing what you're interested in watching. You can search it up and, like, that kind of thing. And then usually it's long content. So I'm watching something and I'm really trying to just focus in on what I'm watching. But I've been noticing that I'll watch it on my computer, watch the YouTube video, pull out my phone.
Yeah.
Watch it and scroll through my phone at the same time.
Yeah. Me too.
That's like such a low.
It's so bad. It's so, so bad. Like, I think we feel like we need to do something with our hands.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when I'm watching TV, when I'm watching a show.
Yeah.
Like, I'll also have my phone out at the same time.
Yeah.
And it's just so unhealthy.
It really is.
It's so terrifying. Unhealthy.
It is. And that's why I really want to go without my phone. Or, like, I've thought about deleting social media, but honestly, social media really isn't the problem, personally, for me. And in the past, when it has been a problem, I've deleted it and I feel better. But, like, it is more of me looking for something to do because I'm bored, and me not feeling like my phone is enough. And speaking on fulfillment, I never feel fulfilled from my phone, ever. Unless it's like a really good TikTok day and it's just like so funny, and I just, you know, I'll let myself scroll on TikTok. I will. But if I don't feel any fulfillment from being on my phone, why am I still doing it? Because I know myself, and I know that if I went for a walk and just let myself feel the sun and the breeze, I'd feel so much more fulfilled. But I don't do it. I don't do it because it's too much work, or, like, let me just lie in bed. Let me take the easy way out, which is just so sad, because I feel like the easy way out for people one day was when you could just go for a walk. And it's just becoming smaller and smaller and smaller.
Yeah. Our brains. I know. Our brains release dopamine when we check our phones. So that, like, excites us, makes us happy. To
be doing that. And then, you know, we become addicted to that chemical that goes off in our brains. But it just results in, like, us wanting more, but then getting more disappointed when it's over, type of thing. So we want more and more of it. And it's like, at some point, it's not even about the thing on your phone. It's about the dopamine and just in general, like, getting that small, tiny little rush of going on your phone that, like, you really can't even feel on the surface level, but it's happening in your brain.
Exactly.
Yeah. So like, we're all just addicted, bro. We all just have an addiction, and it's bad, and it's, like, so hard to stop.
Oops. I know. It really is. I feel like we should talk about maybe some ways that we would want to do, like, during the 24-hour no phone. Like, what are some, like, rules or, like, things that we could do maybe to make it a little bit easier or more manageable? Because 24 hours is a long time.
Yeah.
And, like, I was talking to my brother about it, and he was like, you won't be able to do that. That's such a high expectation of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
But I really want to try and just do it and go big or go home.
Yeah.
But,
why not?
If you're feeling the same way, we totally encourage you to do it with us and try it. And maybe we can make up some ideas for what people could do or what we could do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. I think that going outside for once, as long as it's nice out, would be a good one. I'm just going to take this out of this thing. Going outside, because that's what it's there for. It's for us to enjoy it, and we just don't enjoy it anymore. And just going on a walk or just sitting outside, maybe bring a book somewhere outside, bring something to color outside.
Yeah.
There's so many things you can do, like things that you'd normally do inside, do them outside. Get some sun, you know, like, oh God, I can't stress how much it upsets me that kids these days don't go outside as much. They just stay inside and they're on their iPads and stuff, which pisses me off. And the fact that, like, we're so addicted right now, and we probably started going on these devices around middle school, but these kids are starting, like, when they're, like, 3 or 4. And, like, that's insane, because by the time they're our age, they're not going to know how to talk to people, and they are going to be, like, so addicted and feeling like they need to be around it all the time, and they won't have their parents to stop them anymore. Like,
I know.
And they're just gonna choose to stay inside on their phone all the time. Maybe. Maybe not. But that's how I see it heading.
I know. That's really scary.
I know.
I feel like something that you can do is prepare yourself for, like, no phone time. So if you're, like, I feel I want to incorporate a time in my day where I don't have my phone at all. I don't even do that. I can't even really put my phone across the room. My phone is literally always in my hand or next to me.
Yeah.
So I feel like you can prepare yourself for that time, especially in the beginning. So I was thinking, if you really like cooking or baking, obviously most of our recipes now are online, unless you have a cookbook that, you know, is physical. But you could find a recipe online before, or make your own little cookbook of recipes, and then have the paper and all of that kind of thing. And then go to the store, maybe even walk to the store if you can. And then get all your ingredients and whatever. So I feel like that's something you can do and just prepare for that and have a plan of what you're going to do. Because for me, I just get super bored and I don't know what to do with myself when I'm bored. I hate being bored.
Yeah.
And this is the reason, like, why I'm not. If I'm not bored, the reason is because I'm on a computer or my phone or I'm doing work and that's all on my computer. So doing things that are physically in life and like not on a screen is helpful. And just doing a little craft, going and getting coffee somewhere, going and getting lunch somewhere, and just being with yourself. Or going for a picnic with yourself, or going down to the water, something like that. That will kill time, but also make you appreciate that time with yourself, because it is a long time.
Yeah, and I think just like the day before you do this, making a plan for yourself, figuring out things that you can go and do. See if any, oh my God, sorry. See if anything is happening around you that you can go participate in. If you're in college, go like see if there's any sort of event happening, the next day. Yeah, just kind of like making yourself a little plan for the day, I feel like would be so helpful. Yay. Speaking of my phone, my friend and I are going to my favorite restaurant today. She just texted me.
Yay.
Yeah, because I asked her. I was like, please.
Yeah.
Anyway.
But like,
it's so hard though. It's so hard not to like go on it.
Exactly. And telling your friends too. That, like, you're not going to be on your phone all day, I think is helpful. Because I feel like I would freak out if I was texting someone, like, over and over again, and they just weren't responding, and I had no idea what was going on.
Yeah, and they're just not responding, and you're like, they're always responding. What's happening?
Yeah. Or, like, not posting on my private story, something like that.
Though, if Emma went a day without posting on her private story, I'd be like, is she okay? No, but, like, me too, though. I post all the time, too, though. But, like...
I love it.
I'd be like, Emma. Same with my friend Hannah, too. I'd be like, is Hannah okay if she wasn't posting on her private?
I know.
That's how I, like, know that they're alive, literally.
Yes, for real. But, yeah, so, like, even replacing that, because I'm someone who just loves to share all the time, and I just to share, and I'm not going to be like, I'm not going to upset myself with that because I love being a sharer and no one is going to tell me that it's bad. But I think replacing that need to like tell my private story something with like, okay, maybe write it down somewhere. Like, oh, you did this today, or like, this is how I felt today, or this memory popped up and it's making me feel sad. Or, well, I just had a really great coffee or something like that. Writing it down somewhere would be helpful. And preparing for that. Those are just like all of these things that are going through my head of what it may feel like to go 24 hours without your phone and things that you probably would want to do but would not be able to. Or if you have a record player. Would love to put some music on that record player instead of having to go on your phone and play music. Or if you have a radio or something.
I have CDs.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. And it's making me want more stuff like that in my life because I just don't want to have to go on my phone for that. I just don't like it.
Yeah. It's pointless.
And it's not this feeling of like, wanting to go back to the 80s or the 90s or whatever. I'm like, live that cute lifestyle. It's me just being so fed up with my phone. I'm like in a war. Like, me and my phone are beefing. For real. I just I'm just over it. And I am so sick of needing to be on it all the time. And
it's not our faults that this was introduced into our lives, guys.
It's not, but it also is, because I don't feel like people are at the point that I'm at. And I just, like, if you put me in a situation where I can't be on my phone, I think I can do it. It's more of the, like what you were saying, the accessibility that I have to it. And the not being self-disciplined about it enough either. I need to be more disciplined. But I'm just sick of checking my phone all the time and feeling good about it, but also then feeling bad and feeling guilty. It's literally like this up and down motion of, oh my gosh, I'm checking my phone. Oh my gosh, I'm checking my phone.
Yeah.
It's like, ugh.
It's like you do it to fulfill you, but then you just end up feeling bad, because I'm always in that situation where I'm like, oh my God, like, you know, I went on here because I was bored, but now I just feel guilty and I feel like I need to stop, but then you just can't. Like, literally yesterday, I was laying in my bed doing absolutely nothing, so tired. I could have napped. That would have been more productive. But no, yeah. I decided to just, like, lay there and, like, scroll on my phone for no reason. And then I ended up feeling really bad about it. And I was like, oh my God, like, why am I doing this? I need to just get up. If I'm not going to sleep, get up and do something. Exactly. Finally got out of bed. Was about to, like, craft. But then I was like, I don't know what to craft. So then I pulled out my computer and I watched Modern Family. And then I scrolled on my phone more. Like, literally, I moved from my bed to my couch area, which is where I'm at right now.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing really changed, except the fact that I turned the lights on in my room. And then I just went and did the exact same thing that I was doing before.
Yeah, which I feel, which sure, craft would have been more productive, but I do think watching movies or TV shows or YouTube videos is better than sitting on your phone and just doom scrolling, especially when you're like just wanting to start out and rewire your brain to understand that you don't need to be on your phone scrolling all the time. And I feel like also like what you're saying, you just moved to your bed or moved to your couch area, but that is good. I like didn't think about that, but changing up scenery, like, okay, maybe I'm going to go in my living room. I'm going to go out on my porch. Or what I've been doing is sitting on my floor. I've like loving sitting on my floor recently. And doing more there. I feel like when you switch up a scenery or a location, you feel more productive or like more motivated to do something different.
That's true.
Even spending more time on yourself, like doing something so extra, like of a self-care night. Not taking your phone in the shower, but like showering, doing an everything shower, and then doing a face mask after, maybe filing your nails or painting your nails, or even like in the morning doing your makeup a little differently or doing your hair differently or trying on different outfits. Or I feel like I'm going to be organizing a lot when I am not on my phone, like cleaning and organizing, keeping myself busy, like physically. Stuff like that. I think it's helpful. Hopefully. I'm a little nervous to do this.
I know. I need to hear about this. I'm very interested in how that'll go.
Let me check my calendar on my phone.
I'm like, I don't know when I can do a 24 hours without it just because of school, and I feel like I always need it.
Well, that's the thing. It's my spring break. So,
but maybe during my spring break, I'll try it out.
You should.
And I'll see how that goes. My spring break is not until literally the end of March, so.
That sucks.
Annoying.
So, like, 4 weeks?
3 weeks? Yeah, basically. 3.
Heck no. I feel really sad that this is the point that I've gotten to.
I know.
I hope, but also don't hope that you can relate. I have a feeling that most people can relate. I mean, I did ask our Instagram, I was like, is this relatable? Do you want an episode on this? And every single person said yes. So, love that. We're all addicted to our feelings.
Sorry, I'm readjusting.
But we are definitely just conditioned to doing it, and it is because of society and the way that our generation is set up. I don't think it should be that way, and I feel like we should really make an effort to stop living our lives this way and to start connecting a little bit more. Or even just being like, hey, can you hang out this day at this time? I'm not going to text beforehand because I'm not going to be on my phone, but I still want to see you.
Yeah.
If something pops up, like, spam my phone or something. But doing stuff like that definitely is helpful. Or, like, imagine if we went all the way back and we went to each other's doors. Like, hey, can you hang out?
Yeah. Want to play outside?
No,
that was so iconic.
It was.
But now it's like, now we won't even go to each other's doors if we're, like, picking someone up in a car. Like, we text them, I'm here. Like, it's crazy. My parents are always like, do you want to go knock? And I'm like, no, I texted them, they're coming, whatever. Yeah. It's just crazy. Things have changed so much, and we've talked about this before, just like from our childhood to now, things have changed so much in such a short amount of time, which is scary. Yeah. It's like, what is it going to be like 10 years from now? Like,
we're going to do,
I don't know,
an episode 10 years from now, reflecting on how we in our phones.
Might as well. Yeah. Maybe we'll still be doing it 10 years from now.
Oh my God.
Do you think?
Imagine we're like moms, like going to college students. To young adults, to wives, to moms,
to grandmas. No, literally.
So funny.
Because, like, if we kept doing this and, like, I meet a guy. Oh, he's the one. I get engaged. Start having kids. Like,
oh my God.
And
that'd be just so fun to have.
Documenting all of that on here.
That'd be so fun. I love that.
I know.
Should we share some life updates and then maybe close out the episode?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think
because
that's good.
I have a feeling that we're going to do a little part two or just like an update on this episode.
My computer's at 13%.
Good to know. we're going to do like a little episode probably of the update on 24 hours with no phone and our learning experiences. I think that will come later on. But we just wanted to touch on the addictions of our phones and like just be a little relatable for one episode and not give any advice and let you guys know that we aren't perfect. And
yeah, no, we struggle.
We still really struggle in life. Do you have any big updates, Audrey?
Nothing crazy. I just have a campus crush right now. Someone that I actually like communicate with and stuff.
Whoa.
Yeah, he's a boy. No, he's a man. I don't know. There's not like I don't know. I don't want to disclose like anything, but he's just so cute and he's always like he's told me before, he's like, I really love that you have a podcast. I think that's so cool. Like, keep it up.
Sweet.
Yesterday, he was at the gym and I was telling him that I struggle going to the gym. And then he was like, we should go together sometime. And I was like, okay. That's so exciting. Maybe we'll go to the gym together. He's just nice. He's just nice to talk to. It's like nothing serious. We haven't even hung out. We literally had a class together last semester and we like added each other on Snapchat and then we just text each other back and forth. But we've been like texting more than usual recently. So, yeah. And we like flirt a little bit. I don't know.
Maybe something will flourish.
Maybe or maybe not. Either way, whatever. If he's listening, you know who you are. But ew, kind of embarrassing. I doubt he's listening. And anyone from my college, if you're listening, which I doubt you are, you don't know who it is. If you think you know, you're not right.
You're
right. Like, I don't talk about this guy, like, really much at all. It's kind of just my own little private thing. I only told, like, my closest friends.
That's good.
But yeah, that's like my, why does my life update have to be about a guy? I don't know. Okay. Other than that, life updates, over the summer I'm working for my dad full time. Did I say that in the last episode?
I think so.
Well, whoops. Life update, my room is a mess. It's usually not, so that's a little bit of a change. My room is a mess right now. Mm-hmm. Life update, I still have ants in my room.
That's a big still. Life update. Disgusting.
Yep. Life update.
Wow, you have a lot. I was only gonna say one thing.
Oh well, none of them are big at all. My hair is growing. It used to be like literally here at like this time last year. It was so short. It's getting longer. Life update. I need coffee. That's not a life update. That's just, I need coffee right now.
Yeah, for sure.
That's it. What about you, Emma? What are your life updates? Please tell me they're more interesting than mine.
Well, I just wanted to share that I am now the vice president of the club that I'm in at school. I'm so excited.
Yay!
I was super nervous about it, but it wasn't a super big deal, but it's kind of a big deal.
It's a huge deal.
Yeah, and the process was not inside of my comfort zone. I definitely had to go outside of my comfort zone for this. And it was more the process, not necessarily the role that I'm taking on. That's very much like me. But it was, like, I had to put a presentation together and explain why I wanted to be on my e-board. And I had to present that in front of everyone and talk about myself. And it just kind of felt unnatural to sell myself like that. Hope that people vote for me and hope that people like me enough to vote for me.
I get that.
It's just uncomfortable talking about all of your successes in life and, like, to use it to get somewhere else, you know?
I know. Especially, you're like, am I bragging?
I know. Especially when you're, like, competing kind of against other people. And not really, it wasn't a competition, but, you know, there's other people also running for the roles that you are. It was super exciting to be chosen. And I'm the vice president, which is a pretty big role. It's like the second biggest role. And I'm very excited. And all of the girls on the e-board seem very sweet. And it is a club for my major and for my career. So that's super big. And I'll be able to have a lot of experiences and opportunities.
That's going to look great on a resume.
Yeah, definitely going to help with getting into grad school. And I'll have so many more opportunities. Hopefully I get to go to the ASHA convention next year. It's in Seattle. So it's like a huge convention every year for speech, language, and hearing. So
fun. Get to go.
I know. But yeah, I just wanted to share it because I'm really proud of myself. And I really I felt uncomfortable, but I just had to push through that uncomfortableness. And I think that it was something I really wanted, and it really showed throughout the process because of how scared I was, but I kept going. And I think that if it was something that I didn't want in the long run, I would have quit. But because I kept going, I think it really shows that I truly, really did want this position. And it wasn't something that I was just doing because I felt like I needed it for my resume, or I felt like I needed it to be a good SLP in the future. It was something that I really wanted to take on for myself and grow in my leadership skills and grow in my communication skills and be more involved. So I'm really proud of myself for pushing through the anxiety and going outside.
Yes.
So I encourage you to do something that pushes you outside of your comfort zone.
I'm so proud of you, Emma. I also kind of did something that pushed me out of my comfort zone a little bit. I was like required to, but I'm on the leadership team for my admissions team at school. So like, I'm sure you know what admissions is, but it's like what kind of leads to bringing in the next class of freshmen to the school. Yeah. And so we were interviewing new people to come and work for us, like students who applied. And so I, being on the leadership team, had to help with the whole process of hiring people. So like going through applications and then actually being there for their interviews and interviewing them was like crazy.
Yeah.
I was like, am I qualified for this? It was kind of weird. I was definitely out of my comfort zone in that situation too. Just because I had never done that before. But yeah, Emma, you're going to get so many cool things out of this.
I know. Amazing.
I bet you will. Like so many, like you're going to improve with so many of your skills, I think. Just being in a leadership position in general. And then also just like you're going to feel important.
Yes.
You're going to feel important.
Yes, I love feeling important. I love taking on stuff like that where like I am the center of attention. I like doing that stuff.
Yeah. But no, and I love my job because I feel like I'm doing something super important. I love doing this because I feel like I'm important, and like having that feeling is so nice.
Yes, it is.
And it comes from within. Like you don't have to like prove it to anyone else. Like you know you're doing something important, so then you're going to feel important. And that's just so rewarding.
For yourself, for sure. Yeah. I love that. We both went outside of our comfort zones recently. It's good time.
Yeah.
Well, we hope you guys enjoyed this episode.
We hope you guys enjoyed this episode.
At you with updates.
We'll come back at you with updates.
And if you struggle with phone addictions, us too.
And us too.
We're on the right path to getting off of it and getting away from the phone addiction. And
yes,
you know, the first step is noticing and realizing and being truthful with yourself about.
First step is admitting it to yourself, admitting that you have a problem.
Exactly, and we've done that, so we're ready for step two. And hopefully, that means a 24-hour challenge. By the time you guys are hearing this, I would have already done it. Hopefully.
Really, unless she's like, I don't know if I can do that. We'll see.
I'll keep you guys updated, for sure. It'll be on our Instagram. But thank you guys so much for listening. We love you guys.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Yes. And, yeah. Slay.
Slay.
Okay. All right.
Bye, everyone.
We'll see you in 2 weeks. Bye.
Bye.